I know what the game is. I'm just being truthful and honest. So as you listen, just relax and let us breathe together. Come here and always keep me warm. Baby, let me tell you. The greatest fear is the unknown, because anymore, you don't really know what a person's true intentions and motives are towards you. I've been told as well as schooled on. For about the last 2 months, on and off, you've been craving midnight snacks. I didn't mind getting up to get them for you, though a few times you were kind of upset with me when I left our house late at night around 11 p.m. But then you calmed down when I'd get back home, only for you to find out that I actually went to get you a cheeseburger, fries, and a milkshake, a sub, a gyro, or a pizza to satisfy your midnight snack cravings. I love doing things for you. You then smiled, kissed me, and then picked up the watering pail and walked out of our den to tend to the other plants around our house. Needless to say, but I have to have some brains, morals, and character to go along with it. We both understand love, we both do, and want to show it along with being loving and sensual to each other. I'm gonna bring it back just a little more to the other day about a week ago when you came home from doing your 5 mile walk. You came in through our kitchen door where I met you in between our hallway and our kitchen. You were very hot and sweaty, as I then told you that I will bring you a glass of lemonade before you take a bath. After you said okay, I went into our kitchen and poured your lemonade. Why? Because the truth always comes out. You're my lady, I love you, and I'm not going to have my happiness dictated to me, because being that I love you so much and so deeply, the truth would come out sooner or later. Yes, the truth always comes out. My parents, family, and friends have nothing to do with this. I don't care what people say and what they feel. Yes, this also includes family and friends. I love you, so if I were to go off and marry someone else to cover up or to compensate for me loving you, who am I fooling? Only myself. I would forever be seeing you in my mind and in my eyes. Baby, this is what happened and what I said to you that night when I showed up at your door. Hi, honey. I know that it's 10 o'clock in the evening and it's raining, but I really needed to talk to you. Come on, get your coat and let's take a drive, and I'll do anything that you want me to do, because I really need you to listen and to hear me out. While we're driving, if you want to stop for coffee, dinner, or what have you, just let me know, okay? But at this moment, I really need you to hear me,